Hello?
Hi, hello, yes. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. To begin, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interested.
Thank you. And do you define your racial, do you define your racial classification as African American, white,
yes.
Hispanic?
Yes. African American.
Thank you. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not satisfied at all with the condition of public school school buildings.
I don't really know anything about the school buildings here.
Okay. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important, sorry?
I would say very important.
Thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all? A little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
I don't really speak to anyone regarding the education or whatever here.
Thank you.
I don't have any children. I'm retired, so, and I just recently moved here from Los Angeles, so I don't know anybody to talk to about the schools.
Understand. I respect that. Thank you. Now, if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I would vote for.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. A, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. B, because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. A or B?
A.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would not be influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Does that strongly influence you? Somewhat? A little influence or no influence at all?
Strongly influenced.
Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property tax. Does that influence you strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage? How much does that influence you?
It influences me a lot because they should pay more than that.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So let's move to the next one. Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. Hello? Does that influence you?
Yes, it does. But it should happen.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. All right. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing mileage for 20 years to 2045.
That strongly
is that strong?
Awesome. Strongly influences.
Okay. And learning that the public school district has a facility management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Does that influence you?
Strongly.
Okay. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
That's
does that
strongly
influence you?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for it.
Okay. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School? A teacher at New Orleans Public School?
No.
A staff member or administrator at New Orleans Public School?
No.
Not affiliated with New Orleans Public School?
No.
So you're not affiliated, right?
No.
Okay. Now stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 and above.
Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school?
College grad.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home? Well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. Have yourself a great rest of the night.
I have a question.
Yes,
what area code is 318?
Okay, that's a very good question.
I'm not familiar with the area code here in Louisiana.
Okay. Well, from my understanding, it is from Louisiana. Their area code was created in 1957. Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am. Honestly, I really don't know. I'm not going to go ahead and make this up and just lie to you. Okay.
Well, okay,
from my understanding, 318 is from Louisiana.
Okay. Well, I'll find out. Okay. Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.